Hi, my name is Dr. Jim Augustine. I'm an emergency physician from Atlanta, Georgia. I am the medical director for Atlanta Fire Rescue and for the airport division of Atlanta Fire Rescue that serves Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. This marks 26 years that I have served in the EMS field, starting in my medical school days in the suburbs of Dayton, Ohio. A lot of experiences come across over the years, but probably my best memory of my career will be an event that happened this year, March the 2nd, 2007, about 5:30 in the morning. A bus loaded with young ball players from a college in Ohio rolled over an interstate bridge in Atlanta, Georgia. We received a number of calls. Our first arriving engine found a horrible scene and immediately set up in motion a program that resulted in us rescuing a large number of these young men, and unfortunately had four that died at the scene, plus the bus driver and his wife. So our fatality count at the scene was six, and eventually two other people died. Nonetheless, what happened that day was remarkable for our department because of the wonderful work that was done at the scene and because of programs that we had developed around the very important elements of customer service that we do in emergency care. We need to realize that above and beyond what we do in rescuing people, putting out fires, restarting hearts, there are people and there are families, and they have many needs. Some of those needs we deal with, and we obviously try to mitigate bad outcomes as we're doing our rescue work. But then afterwards, we have people whose lives have been dramatically changed. Their day isn't going the way that they thought it would go, and we have a very big part in helping them recover from that. Our department has evolved a customer service program that involves a dedicated unit. They go out on situations where there are victims, where someone has lost their home or lost their business, and their job is to help them immediately to restart the recovery process. In the Bluffton bus crash incident, as we refer to this, that recovery effort had to start immediately. As a matter of fact, as I arrived on the scene fairly quickly after we had established command and began to work, I had a tool on my belt that was critically important to the recovery of a lot of those people. That tool was a cellular phone. And the young men who were sitting stunned but not seriously injured on the median wall of our interstate in Atlanta needed to communicate very rapidly with their families and friends. And they needed to communicate with the families and friends of those who had been injured and removed already from the scene in ambulances. So I could hand them a really high-tech piece of equipment, a cellular phone, tell them to call the people that are important to them, and before they were going to find out about this horrible accident on CNN or another news channel, they could call their family and let them know they were okay. In doing that, they could begin their recovery process. They could then focus on the needs of their friends, the other people that were injured, provide them support because their families knew that they were okay. At the point where we got all of the extrications done, the critically injured en route to the hospital, and the beginnings of the scene cleanup, there were then a whole series of things that needed to be done. And Atlanta Fire Department took charge of the original recovery effort for all of these young men and all of the others that had been negatively impacted by this. In a big incident like this, there's an outpouring of potential support. There are people who want to help. In our situation, it was AirTran Airlines who wanted to fly the families down so that they could be with their young family members. It was the hotels. It was the local ball teams who knew that there was a ball team in distress. Remarkable outpouring of potential support. It was our job to work to organize it so that we could put a recovery plan in place. And that recovery plan would include getting the families down, notification of appropriate family members, notification of the public about what had happened, notification of the school. For you emergency providers, I got to tell you, a college team is a whole different animal than a high school team or a social group. In a college team, there are no phone trees. As a matter of fact, there's no single site that has all the phone numbers for the family members, friends, girlfriends, et cetera, for these young men. And so we had to use a variety of pathways to get them information. And I say the most important of those pathways was handing them a cell phone and telling them to make the phone call themselves. Nonetheless, it was our job to put together all of those agencies so that we could get the family down, get them to the scene where their loved one was as quickly as possible, help them recover things that were very important to them, like the belongings of all of these young men that had been thrown out on the street. Particularly important, we didn't realize it at the time, but we know now, the young men who had died, their families wanted all of their belongings. And unless we had done a very good job, really an excellent job of recovering all of their belongings, their parents would have felt that they missed a significant part of their son's life and death. If we hadn't recovered their gym bags, their ball caps, their uniforms, etc. So the recovery work done at the scene to recover as much as we could of the personal items of the young men in the end played a key role in the parents feeling that they had recovered everything that they could. We arranged a meeting site. We arranged transportation. We arranged a system that would allow the parents of the boys to interact. Frankly, most of them didn't know each other. Again, the unique nature of a college team is those boys are from all over the place. They come together and know each other, but their parents don't necessarily know each other, particularly at the beginning of the school season or the ball season. We organized, oriented the families, made sure that their physical arrangements were cared for, and then for those young men who were still in the hospitals, arranged transportation for the families to get there. Later on, we continued to provide for their support. We provided for their medical care and the medical care of their family members who came with them. We provided them transportation to and from the hospitals. We provided them transportation back to the airport when it was their time to go home. We arranged with the police department to shut down the bridge to give them their time privately so that they could see what happened, understand the bridge, understand what happened to the young men. If we hadn't done that, they would have had ongoing questions about how this happened, why this happened, and how their young family members either survived or didn't survive. I believe one of the essence of what we do in modern emergency care is we serve people. And it's not just with work with tubes and IV lines and other things. It's taking care of people. Sometimes we have the tools that will allow us to save lives, and sometimes we don't. But unfortunately, all of us have to have the end of our life. It's very important that fire rescue services understand the nature of our customer service work and that it doesn't end when the fire is out or the rescue is complete. And I believe that everybody coming into this field should understand what customer service means to the communities and the people that we serve. The Bluffton bus crash was one example where a customer service program built, all the pieces came to play in a very big incident for the people and the families involved. And I thank you for wanting to listen to that story.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.